Daf nun chesom et aleph, the bottom. Omar mar, lo seitzi behema lo bechosim shebetzavara, velo bechosim shebeksusa. A behema is not allowed to go out with a seal around its neck, or a seal that's connected to its clothing, like a blanket or whatever that you wrap the animal in. Velo bezug shebetzavara, velo bezug shebeksusa. Not with a bell that's around its neck, or a bell that's connected to its clothing. The zevazeh ain't makablam tuma, and neither of them are makabal tuma, not the bell around the neck, and not the bell that's on the clothing. The zug de behema ain't makablam tuma. So the Gemara asks, an animal bell is not makabal tuma. Braminu, I'll bring you a contradiction to that. Zug shall behema tmeya, the shell. Deles tahora. The bell that's on an animal is tamei, so it's makabel tuma, and the bell that's connected to a door is tar. Shel deles vasol behema. If originally it was made for a door, so it was tar, and then you changed it and decided to use it for an animal, tmeya. Now it's makabel tuma. Shel behema vasol deles. If it was originally made for a behema, so it was makabel tuma. And then you changed it and made it for the door. Even though you connected it to the door, you put nails in. Since you didn't make any change in the bell itself, only peripherally around the bell, but you didn't change the bell itself, you didn't do any action in the bell, tame. It still remains tame or fit to be makabel tuma. Why? Because the rule is, shekol hakelim yordim lidei tumasim b'machshava, vein olim lidei tumasim b'shinui ma'aseh. All kalim can become fit to be makabel tuma just by changing your mind and designating it differently. But it will not go away and remove its ability to makabel tuma or being tameh unless you do an actual action to change it.
So therefore, if you have a zug that was originally made for an animal, it's roit lekabel tuma. Or is tame if it was makabel tuma. Now that you nailed it onto a door, you didn't make any significant change in the bell itself. You just did something around the bell. You nailed it onto a door. But you didn't change the bell. You didn't make a maisa in the bell itself. And therefore, what's it called? Still makabel tuma. The opposite, though, is also true. That if something wasn't makabel tuma, it becomes roi lekabel tuma just with makshava. You don't do any maisa. So if you took it off the door, and now you designate it for an animal, now it becomes roi lekabel tuma, even though you didn't do any maisa to change the bell. Just the machshav itself is enough. So that's the Rashi. Mishal delis tahor. Delis mechubar labayit. Delis is connected to the house. Shu chibar lekarka. The house is connected to the ground. The ain't no kli lekabel tuma. Therefore, it's not a kli lekabel tuma. It's mechubar lekarka. Anything mechubar lekarka is not mechubar tuma. The zug ha'osri la batel legabei. And a bell that's made for the door, which is connected to the house, is batel to the house. Kedamrin embrace pirkin le'el kol ha'mechubar lo hariyukam o. Anything connected has a din of the thing that's connected to. Shel deles v'asol lebehemot meya mikan lahabo. From now on, it'll be able mechubar tuma. The apple p dilo oved be maisa, even though you didn't do any specific maisa in the bell itself, el shechisha v'lo v'tlo'o v'tliya lab maisa, he's just hanging it on the animal, right? There's not a maisa in the bell. Shekol akelim yordin le'toras tuma le'bechshava shalom. But in order to be makabel tuma, machshava is enough. To change it from the thing it was designated where it was a makabel tuma to the thing where it is makabel tuma, that's enough just to think, not doing any maisa. Shall behem of asola delas tame, afilu mikan lahava yikabel tuma, she'en chiburo maisa at yishana mikmo shahaya. But the opposite, if it was already mikabel tuma, right, or it was royal mikabel tuma, and now you did something to make it designated for something that, if it would have been designated for that to begin with, it wouldn't be mikabel tuma, it's still mikabel tuma, still royal mikabel tuma. The reason is because in order to make something not make the kabel tuma, you have to do a maisa. Shein olami tumasa mitoras tuma shiyor dolohem. Right? They don't go out of the parsha of tuma, whether they're tame or they're roy lekabel tuma. The Apple Shadain lo nitmu, even they didn't become tummy yet. But the fact that they're roy lekabel tuma, they don't leave that halacha mishanim lechaleim ain olim lekabel tuma ela b'shinim maisa. There has to be a maisa in the thing itself. Okay. So in any case, but however, what do you see from this brisa? What you see from here is kasha, right? Lemaisa, it says over here that if the zug was made for a behema, so it is, well, if a zug is made for the behema, then what's it called? Then it is mekabel tuma. And we had before that a zug for the behema is not mekabel tuma. Or it says hod the isle inbo, hod the esle inbo. When is a zug of a behema mekabel tuma if it has a clapper? When it doesn't have a clapper, it's not mekabel tuma. So Mor says monafshach imanahu apal pi galesle inbo. If it's considered a kli because it's an ornament for the behema, then you can't see the clapper one way or the other. So whether it has a clapper or not, it still be considered an ornament, right? I lav manahu, if it's not considered a kli, meaning it's not an ornament, then in bel mashvile mana, just because it has a clapper inside, now it becomes more of an ornament for the behema. What difference does it make? If the bell is a decorative thing, then it should be makabel tuma whether it has a clapper or not. If it's not a decorative thing, how is the clapper going to make it more decorative? Mora says, in, could have Shmuel bar Nachmeni, and a chanami. The clapper makes all the difference, because it's not makabel tuma because it's an ornament. It's makabel tuma because it's a kli maisa. It has a function. There are kalim, or what's it called? Things are makabel tuma because they're a kli, that's a tachshit, or because they're a kli maisa. Here it's not because it's a tachshit. It's because it's a kli maisa. It's something that you use in conjunction with this animal. Omrav Yonason, Omrav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omrav Yonason. In because Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Yom Rav Yonason, Dom Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Yom Rav Yonason, Menai l'mashmiya called the kli matochos shu tame. How do you know that something that's made out of metal that makes a sound is mekabel tuma? Shenamar called dovra shu yovo be'esh taviru be'esh afilu dibur yovo be'esh. Even something that only functions for a sound also needs to be here it's talking about hagola. But it's also talking about tvila for tumas goy, that keli that was belonged to a goy needs tvila. So that's also a kind of tuma. So you see over here that tuma and tahara depend also on something that makes noise. Something that makes noise has a din of a kli, legabi tuma and tahara. And even though it's a kli that's mishtamesh to a behema, so we know that kelim like that are not makabel tuma, but here it's mishtamesh la'adam. It's like we had before, if you have a stick that you hit an animal with, that's mishtamish to adam. It serves the person in his dealing with the animal. Same thing over here. The bell helps the person locate the animal. So the bell serves people. It doesn't serve the animal. The animal doesn't get any hanoah out of the bell. The person gets the hanoah out of the bell. So that's what's called a kli maisa that serves a person, even though the animal is the one that wears it, it's makabel tuma. But if it doesn't have a clapper, so it's not considered an ornament, right? And therefore it's not makabel tuma. It's not a kli maisa either because it doesn't make any sound. Okay, so therefore, the brisa that says that an animal's bell is mekabel tuma is talking where it has a clapper. And the brisa that says an animal's bell is not mekabel tuma is talking where it doesn't have a clapper. Rashi, inbo, bitadil, she'osri betoch lashmiyakol, the clapper. Im monahu, the tachshit choshivle, if you consider it an ornament, in bul mashvele mona, then whether it has a clapper or not, it's still as ornamental because all you see is the outside. And if it's not considered a what's it called an ornament, then how does the clapper make it an ornament? Bitmiya mishumo in bul mihavi tachshit, just because it has a clapper inside, it's more of an ornament. Manavshach, either it's an ornament, or it's not. The clapper can make it more of a decoration. Where it says in bul mashvele mona, the lo mishum tachshit, ela mishum kli, not because it's an ornament, but because it's a kli maisa, it has a function. It's a functional kli. Called dover sheyovo be'esh, b'kli matochos mishroi b'maisa midyan. Right? In Parshas Matos, and Seder Matos, that's where it speaks about what's it called, being machshir kelim, and also toveling them from tumas goy. So there it specifically mentions that something can be considered a kli if it has a sound, if it makes sound. Okay. So now that's what we're up to. So we've designated these two brises, one that says that a bell of an animal's makabel tuma, where it has a clapper, makes a noise, it's a clay tashmish, and the one that doesn't, what's it called, have a clapper, is not an ornament, and it's not a kli maisa, and therefore it's what, not a kli of tashmish, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. Gemara says, the mayo kimta, what did you set up the brisa? How did you designate the brisa that's not makabel tuma, but a lesley inbo? Ema mitziyosa. Look at the middle of that brisa. The lo bezug shebitzavaro, aval yotzehu bezug shebiksuso. By an eved can't go out with a zug around his neck, but he could go out with a zug that's connected to his clothing, because we're not afraid it'll fall off. With a zug around his neck, we're afraid he may take it off and what's it called, and carry it. The zev is a makabel tuma, and both of them are makabel tuma. Okay, so it's reasonable to assume that the brisa is talking in a parallel way, consistent way. So if the beginning of the brisa there is talking about a bell without a clapper, and that's why if it's made for an animal, it's not makabel tuma, then the one around the the eved's neck and on his clothing also doesn't have a clapper. But there it is, makabel tuma. Why for an eved without a clapper is makabel tuma, and for a behemoth without a clapper is not makabel tuma? Why? Right? If it doesn't have a clapper, why by an eved is it any better than an animal? It's not an ornament, and it's not a kli maisa. Why should makabel tuma? Viraminu, and before we're going to answer this, we're going to bring another contradiction. Ha'osez zogin l'machteshes. If you make bells for a mortar and pestle, where you grind besamim, okay? Because it says kol yofel besamim, that sounds, right? What's it called? Noise is good for grind. It adds something into the besamim. So they used to make bells on it. So when they would chop the grind the besamim, would make noise. Ularisa, they used to put bells on a, what's it called, on a crib. Ulimitpachos svarim, ulimitpachos tinokos, or like they put bells on the mantle of the Sefer Torah, right? Or for bibs of children, so they can locate the children, or to make them entertained. Yeshlem in biltmeim, einlohem in biltahori, right? Here it says b'feirish. If they have a clapper, they're makabel tuma. If they don't have a clapper, then they're not makabel tuma. Nitlu in belehem, right? If they were makabel tuma when they had a clapper, and then you took the clapper out, adayin tumasam alehem. The tuma still remains there. Just because you took the clapper out doesn't take away the tuma. So Morris says, what's it called? So here you see the Therish, that it's only when it has an inbul in it that it's makabel tuma. And the brisa that we said is talking without an inbul, right? But it says by an ev it is makabel tuma. So Mara says, "Hani mile betinik de lakola avidilai, aval gadol tachshit hulei, aval gav de lesli inbo." He says, "No. When it's talking about what's it called, a cotton or a behema, there the main purpose is not to be an ornament. So it has to be a kli tashmish. So it has to have a clapper. It doesn't have a clapper. It's not an ornament, and it's not a what's it called kli tashmish. But by a gadol like an eved, right there, it's not to locate the eved. You have the bell." It's a tachshit. For a gadol, it's a tachshit. And therefore, whether it has the inbul or not, it's makabel tuma. Okay, see Rashi? So that's why by an eved, even if it doesn't have the clapper, it's makabel tuma because it's an ornament. And for an animal, it's not considered an ornament, and therefore it's only makabel tuma if it has the clapper in it. Rashi? Ema mitziyasa, zug de adam. Look at the mitziyasa, which speaks about bells for people. If you're telling me that a bell is not an ornament, it's only a kli maisa, if it has an inbul, then why by the eved is it makabel tuma? You grind ktoris in that. The kaimel mikrisa shakol yofel lebesamim. Ularisa shatinik shochei besocha. You have in a crib, the korin birtsa, the tola bo zogin lekashkesh kidei sheyishma tinik v'yoshin. You put it on the crib to keep the kid entertained, and he should go to sleep from the sound. Ulimit pachos svarim, kishenosin osam lebeis haknesses, right, when you carry the svarim into shul, or in the shul, shatinoko shobeis rabin korin shom, mekashkin azogim vatinoko shominu boim, right, that the mit pachos svarim can also be, what's it called, the svarim the children learn from. So when you, what's it called, when they shake the svarim, the kids know, the bell rings, they know it's time for school. Well, the mitpachos tinoko should toll him bitzavarim, or bells that you put around the kid's neck, they should know where he is. Nitlu in belehem. What's the next piece? So now we've discussed why animal bells are only for what's it called, kli maisa. And they're a maisa that serves the person because they tell you where the animal is. So if they have a clapper, they're makabel tuma. If they don't have a clapper, they're not makabel tuma. Human bells are a tachshit, an ornament. Therefore, they're makabel tuma whether they have a clapper or not. Omar mar, nitlu in belehem, adayin tumasam alehem. Those ones that are only makabel tuma if they have a clapper, because they're made for noise, and the, what's it called, they were makabel tuma when they had the clapper, and you took the clapper out, they still remain tummy. Okay? L'may chazuk. Now, what are they fit for? Right? L'chora, once you took the clapper out, right, that should be a maisa that now makes it not a kli anymore. The only reason it was a kli, because it had the clapper. Now you made it not a kli. Omer Abaye, hoel shahed yit yorchalach zero. No, since it's easy to put the clapper back in, anybody, right, you don't need an umman to put the clapper back in, so it's considered like the clapper is in there, right? It's not anything that can easily be put back together again is considered like it's still a kli. Masiv Rava, Rava asked on that, right? Hazug v'ha'inbo chibur, right? That the bell and the clapper are considered one thing. The chite mi hachikama. Afa gavdalo mechaber, kamanda mechaber domi, mashma, that only if they're connected. They're one thing if they're connected. Once they're not connected, then it's not a kli. In other words, they're considered one kli. So it would seem from this that if you separated them, that neither is a kli. So how can you tell me that since it can be easily put back in, it's a kli even if it's not there, right? Because it's easily put back. It doesn't lose its shame kli. Here it's mashma that they're a kli together. And if you take one away from the other one, it's not a kli at all. Right, the chite mahachikom or apa gabdalo mechaber commander mechaber dami, that they're considered one kli even if they're not connected, since you can put it back. Right, that's the pshat. For hatanya, that can't be, because it says maspora shel prokim. You have a scissors that can be taken apart. Right, you take the two parts apart. The ismul shurahitni, right, and the blade of a plane. You have the handle of the plane and the blade fits into it. So. Chibur l'tuma, the ein chibur l'hazor. So that's considered a chibur to makabel tuma, that if an av hatuma touched one part of it, the other part becomes tame, because it wouldn't become tame if it wasn't considered one kli, because one kli is not matame another kli unless it's an av hatuma. So an av hatuma that touched the blade, now the blade is a rishon l'tuma. Rishon l'tuma is not matame another kli, so it wouldn't be matame the hand. The same thing go with the scissors. So Elamai, it's considered one kli. So if tuma, an ava tuma touched one blade, the other blade becomes tami because it's the same kli. The ein chibur la'azor. However, it's not considered a chibur la'azor. If it became tami nes, and now you have to sprinkle the efer of paraduma on it, you have to sprinkle it on both parts. If you sprinkle it just on one part, it doesn't help for the other part. The amrinan manavshah. The Gemara says, and on that we said manavshah. E chibur huati la'azor. If it's considered one kli, then if you're mazah on part of it, it should be good for the whole thing. You don't have to pick the hazah of efer para on the entire kli, just on part of it. So if it's one kli, you did it on part of that kli. And the ilav chibur afil l'tuma. And if it's not considered one kli, then even for tuma, if something is matame one part, the other part shouldn't become tame. So how can you have it a chibur l'tuma not for hazah? V'omer Rabba, Dvar Torah, B'shas Malacha, Chibur, Bein L'tuma, Bein L'azor. And Rabba said, the explanations are following. From the Torah, it's considered a Chibur, both for Tuma and for Hazor, B'shas Malacha, when it's being used. When you have the scissor, and you're using it, or you have the plane and you're using it, since you can't use it without both parts, so they're considered one kli, when they're being used. Then it's a chibur bein l'tuma bein l'azor. Shelo b'shas melacha eino chibur lo l'tuma v'lo l'azor. When you're not using it, right, then they don't need it. The two parts don't need each other. They're not in use. So then they're considered two kalim, both for hazor and for tumah. Okay? Begazru al tumah shelo b'shas malacha mishum tumah shi b'shas malacha. He al hazor shi b'shas malacha mishum hazor shelo b'shas malacha. And the rabbanim were gozer, and they said like this: really, when you're using it, it's a chibur for both. When you're not using it, it's a chibur for neither one. But they were machmir that it should be makabel tumah even when you're not using it, for fear that people would think it's not makabel tumah even when you're using it. And they said the hazor is not good even when you're using it, for fear that people would say the hazor is good even when you're not using it. Right? So they were gozer that the hazor should never be good, even though min haTorah it's good b'shas malacha, and they were gozer it should always be makabel tumah, even though when it's not, you're not using it, it's not makabel tumah. But they made a makabel tumah the rabbanon because they were afraid that you would say it's not makabel tumah even when you're using it. Let's see Rashi. Hazug v'ha'in bol chibur. In nitbul in belehen, in nitlu kodem shenitmu. Right, if the inbol was taken out before the thing became tameh, toras tuma lehem u'makablim tuma. Still, there are makabel tuma. Kidem afarish time alakameh. Right, this is our girsa of Rashi. There's some that take this out because Tosas had a different girsa in Rashi. Tosas had a girsa in Rashi that if it already was tameh, it remains tameh if you take out the clapper. But if it wasn't tameh and you took out the clapper, it's not makabel tuma mikan lahabar. And Tosas said it's impossible. Monashah. Right, if it's not makabel tumah lekan labah, that means not a kli. Then if you took it apart, it's not a kli either. It should lose the tumah. Can't have both. And Maisa, but Rashi, the Rashi we have in the parentheses is exactly like Tosfos, that whether it was what's it called makabel tumah already, or it wasn't makabel tumah, if you take out the clapper, it's still roy lekabel tumah, and it remains tameh if it was tameh. Can the first time of the kameh. If it never had a clapper, then it's not roy lekabel tumah. That dainlo nigmara malachdom. It's not finished because the ava mishiyard lohem toras tumah lo butl shem kli me'aleim b'tzilsa inbo. But if it was roy lekabel tumah, toras tumah, or actual tumah, and then you took out the clapper, it doesn't lose its tumah. As the Gemara will explain later on why. Vimnitl la'achar shenitmu adain tumas and aleim. This last part of Rashi is Mashma what Tosa says. That if you took out the clapper after it was Tameh, it doesn't lose the Tumah. Mashma, if it wasn't Tameh yet, it loses the ability to become Tumah. Okay. You don't need a professional to put the clapper back. When they're together, right? That when they're together, then what's it called? If one becomes tameh, the other one's tameh. Hizal zeh tohar zeh. If you were mazeh mechatas on one blade, the other one becomes tohar too. The kivin dekori lechibur shma mina dechinisparadu have a kli shenitl miktsasa. Since it's considered one kli, if you take it apart, now each one's half a kli, right? If it's all one kli when they're together, then taking it apart is not a kli anymore. It's a kli when they're together. The Alpha got the head you your even though you could put it back. Right? A head you could put back these things too. Call Kamadaloa Hadri Lav Shalimu. As long as you didn't put it back, right, neither one is considered a clay. So what are you telling me that the bell still is makabel tumah and the clapper is out? Because you could easily put the clapper back. Here you see that unless they're mamish connected, they're not considered a clay. The chitema the high chibur de kaamar hachi kama. And if you'll tell me that it means no, even if they're separated, they're considered like they're together, since you could put them back easily. And it's coming to tell me that if they were ready for Kabul Tumah and you took them apart, the Tumah doesn't go away. But Tanya Gabi Ahi, no, you can't say that, because the Brisa says, a scissor that is, you can take it apart. What's it called? There's a word for it. Okay, a thing that you can take apart and put together again. Okay? The ismul sharehitni, plana, a plane, shalumni, trisim, shenosin ho ismul atoch ben shnei eitz eitzim, you put the blade between two pieces of wood, asuyim lakach, that are made special for that. And after you finish, you take the blade out. and you can easily put the blade back in. Chibur l'tumah, v'mitmazed nitmazed. They're a chibur l'tumah, and if one part became tamei, the other part's tamei too. Shelo b'shas melacha, hoil ve'ein tzrich in lios mechubarim. Since when you're not using it, you don't need them to be together. Normally, you take it apart when it's not in use. Havi l'ukishnei kelim. Then it's considered like two kelim. Ve'ein chibur, v'apal pishim mechubarim, even though they're still connected, it's considered like they're not connected because they don't need each part because you're not using it. Yalkarcha shelo b'shas melacha, dumya d'shas melacha kama. B'shas melacha mechubarim hem. And therefore, when it's talking about shelo b'shas melacha, it's talking about the same status as b'shas melacha. The only difference is, are you using it or not? But not, is it connected or not? So even if it's connected, but you're not using it, then it's what's it called, considered two kelim. Where you're using it and it's connected, it's considered one kli. Alma b'mechubarim askina. So you see, it's talking dafka when they're connected. But if they would be unconnected, then everybody would hold that they're two kelim. The gazru l'chumra atuma l'avi chibur v'alzor lo l'havi chibur u'mishim hochik tani chibur l'tuma l'olam v'ein chibur l'hazor l'olam. And the Rabbanim goes there that it should never be considered a chibur l'hazor for fear that you'll consider it a chibur when you're not using it, and it's always a chibur for tuma for fear that you won't think it's a chibur when you are using it. But what do we see? That when it's not connected, that's out of the question. It's only when it's connected. Okay? Because obviously when you're using it, it's connected. So when the Gemara makes a chilek between using it and not using it, but doesn't make a chilek between when you're using it and when it's separated completely, that separated completely is for sure not one cave. The only thing is that even if it's connected, but you're not using it, then it's considered like two cave. That's a Rashi. So we're back to the original question, right? Why is a bell that you took the clapper out still makabel tum? Lemaisa, a bell and a clapper considered one kli, and if you take out the clapper, it's not a full kli anymore. So lemaisa, why should it be makabel tum? Elo amarava hoel veroi lakisho agabecheres. No, here there's another cloud, and that is something that was a kli, and you took it apart, but it's still fit to serve similar to that kli, not completely, but it still has some use as that specific kli, still makabel tumah. In other words, not bottled from a kli altogether. The clapper is not roi for anything, so it's not makabel tumah, pashut. But the bell is still roi to use as a bell. How? Because you can knock it on a piece of cheres and it'll make a sound. So you don't need the clapper. Enachinami, when the clapper's there, it's more of a kli. But it doesn't lose that shame kli of being a bell when you take the clapper out, because you could still use it as a bell if you knock it against something else that's resonant. Rashi. Elomarova, lo tema hoil the head yoklav zero. Right? The reason is not because a head you could put back in the clapper. That is not relevant, and if even if a head you could put it back in, if it wouldn't be a kli at all, it wouldn't be makabel tum. It's considered one kli, the bell and the clapper, and if you take the clapper out, it's not a kli anymore. And when you separate them, each one is only a partial kli, shouldn't be makabel tumah. The ain't a makabel tumah. That, therefore, the clapper for sure is a makabel tumah when you take it out. But the bell part is still makabel tumah. Why? The low bottle emitoris kli, because it never was totally taken out of being a kli with the same use that it had to begin with. It'll also make a sound. So it still fit to be used as the kli it was originally intended to be, just not as effectively. The low bottle emimalacha rishona. It's not totally taken out of what its original use was. And what is it compared to? This is Rashi says, it's compared to the following. If you have a kli that has a hole in it, but it's not enough to be motzi rimonin. Okay? So it's still fit to hold rimonin. So it doesn't lose its tumor. Mishum deroy lemalachto. Because it's still fit to hold something. Even though lechatchila, it was a kli that was made to hold zaysin, smaller things, right? Didn't have a hole in it. And it was makabel tumah, and now it has a hole in it, and it won't be makabel zaysin. So it's not a kli that it was originally was,
but it's still somewhat of a kli as the original was, still Makabel's things. Rimonim, not Jason. Once it won't be Makabel Rimonim, so it's not a kli at all. Now it won't hold anything of any significance. But if it'll still hold Rimonim, even though it won't hold what originally held, then that's not called that you're Mavakal the kli completely, even though you're Mavakal it partially. Hashda, and same thing over here. Even though the clapper was taken out, so the bell isn't as effective as it was before, it still could be used as a bell, partially. So it doesn't lose its shame too much. The Hashda is Sratzu Kula. And now, all of the brises are explained. The behema tahora below Indo, a bell that's used for animals is tar if it doesn't have a clapper. Because the purpose of a bell for an animal is not an ornament. So without a clapper, it's not Makabel Tumah. It's a Kli Maisa. Kli Maisa is only because it has a clapper. And it's Mishtamish Adam, because the person knows where the animal is. It's not for the sake of the animal, it's for the sake of the people. Kidiktani Masnisim, Kamaisa, Delav Monahu, Uve Inbultame, when it has a clapper for an animal, it's Makabel Tumah. Without the clapper, it's not Makabel Tumah. Kidomina Basraisa, the Inbul Mashvele Monahu. Uda Adam Gadol, for an adult, the bell is an ornament. Af below Indultami, the Latakshinu. Right? For an adult, it's a takshin. Therefore, whether it has a clapper or not is Makabel Tumah. Below boy Indul. The Heinrich Tani Bekamaisa, the Makabel Tumah. Udik Tanim, and for children, the Lakola of it. There, it's made not as an ornament for the child, but it's made either to put the kid to sleep, it's made for the sound. Then, Hudulo Makabel below Indul. There it's not Makabel Tumah again without a clapper. Because it's not an ornament, it's like by the behema, it's made for the sound. Without the sound, it's not Makabel Tumah. Kidiktani ain't lohem inbul tahorim. The shaloha yolo inbul meola. That's where it never had a clapper. Delo nigmar malachdan, because it never was finished. Niklu inbulin, however, if the clappers were taken out, they had a clapper, and they were roy Makabel Tumah, or they were Makabel Tumah, and then you took out the clapper. Bein lifnei tumah, bein la'acher tumah, tmeim, delo nishtabru kishir. Because then they're still usable as a bell if you knock it against something else. So they're still Makabel Tumah, since they were roy Makabel Tumah, they had the clapper, even if you took out the clapper, they're still roy Makabel Tumah. Okay. And it would hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Dover Shein Meskaven is also. So ine mikilai go'abam, if you wrap the leashes of the camels around your hand, you're harnessed together with the camel. And sometimes they will be dragging something, Rashi says. Right? It comes out that a man and a camel are pulling the same load. Says, so what? The other mission says, the fairy says, mutter. Other mutter and kula. The only isser is two different animals, like a shor and a chamor. But a human being is not an animal, so he's mutter to pull a plow or to pull any kind of carry a load together with an animal. If you connect wool and linen together, it's kifa achas, pamachas, with one stitch, or one knot, is nothing. That's not considered a connection for kilayim. Eino chibur. The seed, semro pishtim yachtav. Lo asra tor, the chibur yotha nistayin. It has to be yachtav. It has to be something that connects them in a secure way. Krichok shiro b'shteitz kifos. Then, it's what's it called? You're going to wrap it around and make a knot, either with two stitches or two knots. Okay, now Amar Shmuel, uvilvad shlo yetzei chevel mitachas yado tefach. There's another condition. You can hold the leash of the camel, or for that matter, any leash, as long as it doesn't go out of your hand one tefach. V'hatanet ve'shmuel tefachayim. Shmuel said two tefachs, right? Now, it shouldn't hang, the end of the leash shouldn't hang out of your hand more than a tefach. Or, according to Shmuel, Devei Shmuel, two tefachim. Right? So, why? Because it looks like you're carrying the leash. Because if you're holding onto the leash is obviously being worn by the camel, and you're holding the other end. But if the leash extends out of your hand, the front of the leash is connected to the camel, the back of the leash is extending out of your hand. If it's more than a tefach or two tvachim, it looks like you're carrying that part of the leash. So that's not okay. So where it says, Amr Abaya, Hashta the Amr Shmuel tefach, the Tanah Devei Shmuel tvachayim, since Shmuel himself had said a tefach, and in Shmuel's yeshiva they reported two tefach, Shmuel halacha lemaisa asur lashminan. What Shmuel meant to say was halacha lemaisa. In other words, if somebody comes to ask a shayla, we don't tell them you have till two tefachim to let it hang down, because people are not going to be machadim. So he said, tell them till the tefach is okay, and that way they surely are not going to make a mistake and have two tefachim, right? But that's halacha lemaisa, right? The halacha could be that if it's till two tefachim is not awesome. But if somebody comes to ask, tell them one tefach and be safe. It says also that you have to hold the leash a tefach off the ground, right? Mashma, that even if it's more than a tefach, as long as it's a tefach off the ground, is okay. He says, no, that's talking about the other part of the leash. You have the part that's connected to the animal. Between you and the animal is one section of leash, and then there's the part in your hand and the part that hangs out of your hand. So the part that hangs out of your hand can't be more than two tefachim, and lechatchila not more than a tefach. Now the part between your hand and the animal shouldn't droop down where it's within a tefach of the ground, because then also it doesn't look like the animal's wearing it. It looks like you're carrying that part of the leash since it's very close to the ground. So it should be taut enough that it's not within a tefach of the ground. It shouldn't droop down within a tefach of the ground. So it's clear that what you're carrying is what the animal is wearing. Shelo yetzei hachevel, rosh hachevel lo yetzei mitachas yado tefach. The end of the chevel, which you're holding in your hand, shouldn't extend out of your hand more than a tefach. Lamata. The domi commission knows so beyond. Looks like you're carrying the leash, that part of the leash. Velo mispajashima afsor hagmah. Doesn't look like it's the part that the camel's wearing, because that's the part is already out of your hand. Shmuel, when he said a tefach, even though in his yeshiva they quoted him as saying two tefachim, that was what he said when people came to ask a shayla. When somebody comes to ask a shayla, right, how should I carry this leash? Amrina le, we say to him tefach. We tell him, don't let it go more than a tefach out of your hand. Shol the hawk will be surin. In order that the guy is not going to be makel and he'll end up doing more than what's aser. If you tell him a tefach, he'll be safe. But the truth is that you have really two tefachim. As long as it's within a tefach of the ground, it could be as long as you want. So Gemara now thinks it's talking about the part of the leash that's hanging out of your hand. And as long as it's within a tefach of the ground, it's okay. As long as it's not within a tefach of the ground, it's okay. It's higher than a tefach. But mashma that it could hang down 10 tefachim out of your hand, as long as it's not within a tefach of the ground. Samara says, no, b'chavla d'beni beni. That's not talking about the part that's in your hand. That's talking about the part that's between your hand and the animal. Shebeino ben yodo legomo. Bahu ka'omer kama d'boi nehavi u'bilvad shiak bi'enu minakarka tefach. That could be as long as you want it to be, the part of the leash between you and the animal. But that part of the leash shouldn't droop down within a tefach of the ground. Because it should appear like the animal is wearing that leash. The ilo lo mischazin the tirusa devein. It doesn't look like you're protecting the animal. The animal's wearing it. It looks like you're carrying that leash, because the leash is basically dragging on the ground. Doesn't look like that. What's on the animals has any shaykhus to you. It's drooping down. It's within a tefach of the ground. You're carrying a leash that doesn't have any connections. If it's taut, right, doesn't droop down within a tefa, then it's clear what you're carrying is what the animal's wearing, and therefore it's more.